This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
One in five school principals is stressed out. That's the finding of the Australian Principals Health and Wellbeing Survey, which found that principals are dealing with increasing threats of violence, stress, and long working hours. The survey included principals from public, Catholic, and independent schools. Peter Bosca is the principal of North Cross Christian School in Ryde, and he joins us now. Hi, Peter.
Hello.
Is the job of being a primary school principal as stressful as this report suggests?
Well, that's a really good question. In different contexts, I think that is a true answer. In our context, which I can answer now, it's a privilege to be principal, but yes, stressful. Some of the stresses they refer to, fortunately, we don't really have issues with those. But yes, the demands and the increasing demands on principals is causing stress. No doubt about that.
Okay, almost half of the respondents in this survey had faced threats of violence at work, and one in three had experienced actual violence. Has that been part of your experience?
Look, I've been principaling nearly 25 years in four different states. I think in our K-12 schools, and particularly in secondary, the answer to that would be yes. I've observed, seen, experienced minimal situations of that. Here in a primary school alone, in our setting, I'm fortunate to say I've not experienced any of that in the 5 years I've been here.
Okay, well, the other issue that came out of this report was long hours. One in four principals work over 60 hours per week. Are those kind of hours just part of the job?
Unfortunately, that's the way it is. I think all principals get into the position because they love kids, they love education, they want to make a difference. Probably what I'm seeing over my time, the increased compliance world that we live in is changing our job from being a principal overseeing education to being more of a CEO, and that's a frustration. It's a frustration that we need a plan. We've had to change staff appointments to cater for that compliance crazy world we live in. I get it, but I think it's a bit over the top.
So you think the administration side detracts from actually educating kids, yeah?
Yes.
And do you think it turns people off being a principal?
Look, it can, because an anecdote for me, my best part of the day is when I walk outside my office, go into the classroom, go into the playground and see the kids, the glint in their eyes when they're learning or the giggle when they're playing in the playground. They're the things that make it all worthwhile. And that's what you love about it. But unfortunately, a lot more is admin-driven. I spend a lot more time in my office than years ago.
Is there a need for better pastoral care of teachers and principals in particular?
Yeah, look, I think the report made some interesting comments. It talked about the wellbeing, professional learning, so forth. I think support and mentoring is probably the key. Pastoral care, yes, but it's also professional learning how to deal with our changing climate, the changing world that we live in, leadership. It's more than just pastoral care. It's learning how to manage the work, the work-life balance. It's having other, I guess, interests in mind, because principals, we tend to be our own worst enemy. Because we love what we're doing, we're willing to take it home, we're willing to respond to emails, SMSs 24/7, and that's not the best way to manage it. So professional learning and helping to cope with that, if we call that pastoral care, yes, that'll definitely help.
And do you think it's important for principals, I guess, to model the kind of work-life balance stuff and stress management for the teachers as well?
Yeah. Look, that's where the real conflict comes in. Yes, we need to model that because we need to raise up the next generation of leaders. And I do hear lots of teachers saying, I would never want to be a principal. And I get a bit sad and disappointed when I hear that, because we'd want people, you know, we aspire to the succession leadership coming through. So we have to be the best example, and that's a challenge for us. But I think we need to stop and pause and look at what's being asked of schools. I think we see a demographic changing where, you know, kids, parents respected what was happening in the classroom. There's a change there. There's a lot more pressures around. I would love us all to take a step back, take responsibility for our own actions, and continue to build a climate where there's respect and dignity for all, because that'll go a long way to alleviating stress in terms of relationships. And if it's worth saying to government bodies, being realistic with compliance requirements, because it's easy to push it down to schools, but each school has to adjust and manage that in its own way, and some have limited resources, and we're one of those schools.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I'm sure too a lot of parents wouldn't mind if schools step back a bit on some of the, you know, the extra stuff that's going on, because it's demanding on everyone, all the extra sort of special days and the morning teas. And
yep, and extracurricular, which are all good things, but it just needs to be balanced. And we live in society which seems to be so driven and so consumer-based that it's actually hard to stop the flow, to actually say, no, let's review. Let's see if this is worthwhile doing. Is it a worthwhile pursuit for kids learning?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, thanks for those thoughts, Peter. Great to talk to you.
Excellent, thank you.
That's Peter Bosker. He's the principal at North Cross Christian School. We've been talking about the Principal Health and Wellbeing Survey.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.